7, Baby Loss Charity expanding its services. A Baby Loss Charity dedicated to supporting bereaved parents and families is expanding its services to South Devon. Luna's Fund has been providing support to families in the Plymouth area since 2018 and expanded further into Cornwall in 2024. The charity offers a range of assistance to parents from the very beginning of their baby loss journey and continues that support endlessly as families navigate pregnancy after loss and life after loss. Luna's Fund was established in memory of Luna Valentina Conroy, who was born sleeping on the 29th of November 2017. The charity was founded by Luna's mum, Amy Green, who is its chief executive. Amy said, "We are absolutely delighted to be working with midwifery team at Torbay Hospital to bring our services to the area. It has been an ambition of ours to expand into Torbay for many years, and we plan to expand further our support to Exeter later this year. Our mission is to ensure that every family which experiences baby loss walks alongside us during the journey, leaning on our lived experience and guidance as their feelings and emotions evolve. We aim to replicate our service provision that has worked so well in Plymouth for the last 8 years. The services we provide include relaxing getaways to give grieving families the time and space to process what has happened, and 3 private antenatal scans, free of charge, for those who are pregnant after loss to calm any fears and offer them reassurance they need. My small team and I have lived experience of baby loss and pregnancy after loss. It makes us unique and incredibly suited to walk alongside families during their baby loss journey, a journey no parent should ever have to walk. The new partnership will be officially unveiled on Thursday, March the 26th.
Jeff to run 50 half marathons in a year. A man from Highwick who turns 50 in October has set himself the target of running 50 half marathons in 2026 to raise money for Rowcroft Hospice. Keen runner and bell ringer Jeff Pring wants to raise £5,000 for the charity. As of March the 9th, Jeff has run 19 half marathons, the bulk of which took place in and around South Devon, though some he ran while in Ireland. Jeff started the challenge in October 25 in Mallorca, running the Palmer Half Marathon. Jeff said, "Through my work at Buckfast Abbey, I have met many of these wonderful staff and heard stories from the loved ones of those who have benefited from everything that Rowcroft has to offer. As I get older and begin to lose some of those dear to me, the efforts of hospices like Rowcroft become even more of an inspiration. As a keen runner approaching my 50th birthday, I felt that I needed a special challenge to mark this milestone. An inspiring first competitive run abroad in Palma, Mallorca was the catalyst for this goal, and if all goes well, I will be returning back to Mallorca to complete in my 50th half marathon just days after my 50th birthday. In order to achieve this, I'll need to run a half marathon nearly every week. A few of these will be competitive runs, but the majority will be just me, Devon Lanes and 13.1 miles. So far, Jeff has raised more than £1,500. To support Jeff, visit the Just Giving website and enter 50 before 50 for Rowcroft Hospice into the search box.
New partnership to tackle water quality. Devon's first water quality summit will be held after councillors backed plans to bring together industry experts and concerned community groups. Councillors endorsed proposals for Devon County Council to take a strategic convening role, bringing together regulators, water companies, district councils, landowners, community groups, and other organisations involved in protecting and improving Devon's rivers, streams, estuaries, and coastal waters. Only around a fifth of Devon's surface water bodies currently meet the good ecological status required under national regulations, with pressures including agricultural runoff, urban pollution, wastewater discharges, and the increasing impacts of climate change on rainfall and flooding. While responsibility for water quality is shared across many organisations, councillors heard that activity can be fragmented with overlaps, gaps, and uncertainty about who is accountable for what. A new coordinated approach would help improve transparency, reduce duplication, and support better decision-making for communities and partners. Devon County Council would work with partners to develop a comprehensive Devon-wide picture of water quality responsibilities, existing activity, and available evidence. This would include mapping pollution sources and hotspots, clarifying statutory roles, and setting out what data is collected by whom and how often. A key part of the approach would be the hosting of a Devon Water Quality Summit designed to bring together strategic partners and wider stakeholders for shared learning, constructive debate, and agreement on next steps. The summit would help raise awareness of the significant amount of work already underway across the county, while identifying where further collective action could deliver the greatest benefits for people, communities, and the environment. Councillor Paul Arnott, Cabinet Member for Water Quality, said, "Water quality is one of the issues people across Devon care most deeply about, regardless if it's in the context as a resource to drink, to grow crops and maintain livestock, or because we are the only county with two coastlines and it's the linchpin out of our tourist economy. People quite rightly expect public bodies to work together more effectively to protect our rivers, beaches, and wildlife. This approach is about bringing everyone around the table, being clear about the who does what, and making sure we are joining up the good work already happening across the county."
A day of engaging community arts and ecology workshops is coming to Bovey Tracy, offering guided walks, creative writing and dance activities. Organised by Trees of Hope, Saturday, March the 21st, will celebrate the local woodland in and around Bovey. There will be morning, afternoon and evening sessions. There are several evening performances to enjoy at Bovey Tracy Methodist Church, including Circle of Song with Fran André, Tree Tales with Leisha Schneidow, Woodland Music with Coombeera Music Group, and Poetry from stand-up poet Jackie Juno. In addition to the workshops, there will be an evening meal at Bovey Tracy Church Hall with vegetarian and vegan options available. Tickets are available via Eventbrite. Enter Woodland Celebration Day into the search box.